Shalom Aleichem. We are continuing our growth from the appreciation of the amazing physical world that Hashem set up to the even more amazing world of Hashkocha, Pratis, that Hashem has for His chosen nation, His chosen children. Kuf Chof Aleph, one of the most famous Kapitlach and Tehillim, which many of us say every single day. Shir Lamalois. It's different than all the other ones. All the other ones start with a hey. Shir Hamalois. This is Shir Lamalois. Some of the Foshim bring a chazal that says this is the way to grow. The way to get as close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by living in the spirit of this mizmor. How do we do it? Eso einayel hehorim me'ayin yovoy ezri. Ezri me'im Hashem oisei shemayim v'oretz. I look up to the mountains. Mountains is also figuratively the powerful nations, powerful people that are around me. Who will save me? And I come to the conclusion, Ezri im Hashem. It's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only one I have to make an exerted effort to be in line with, to go together with, to appreciate is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yukei Vovki, Midas HaRachim, V'Chesed Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because He's the one, Oisei Shemayim V'Oretz. We're spending that whole time till now to appreciate the greatness of the Shemayim V'Oretz that Hashem created. That was all created as being the background and the frame in which we will live our lives and will use this world to recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only made, and we have been put in this world, Lehetiv Lonu, only for our benefit. So when I have a situation, I have to look, who's going to help me? I know right away, Hashem's going to be with me. I just have to be with Him. So we will see soon. Ayitein lamot raklecha yunum shemrecha. Radak says, even in times that when goes, we're having hard times, we should be machazik one another. Don't let your legs slip. Not only physically, spiritually. Don't let the situation that sometimes looks dark fool you to think that Hashem is not with you. Stand steadfast. Ayonum shomrecho. You should recognize the one who's watching over you doesn't even take a wink, doesn't even slumber a little bit. Hashem is watching over us every time, every second of our lives, no matter where we are. We know in the darkest times of history, Hashem was with us, and we survived, and we got past that. Even in the Holocaust, Rachamon Litzlon, when you speak to any survivor, you see the tremendous nisim that happened within the darkness. It showed that Hashem is with us. Kal v'chomer in our own lives, it's always important to pay attention to those siyata shemayim. Hashem is with us, and we have so much to be thankful to. In recent history, as we mentioned, in the past days, hashkocha protis of seemingly impossible situations, that Baruch Hashem had progressed so much with the enemies around us, and all the stars we're going through. That's all, so we should uplift our eyes, not el harim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem Shemrecha, we have to recognize the one who's watching over is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They could shoot thousands of missiles and hundreds of ballistic missiles. Hashem Shemrecha. He was makdim l'refu l'makeh. He made already siyata shemayim that we should have a system in place designed to knock down these missiles. But even with that, everybody knows statistically, it's been way beyond any statistical precision of how Baruch Hashem watches over us when we need it. And always, Hashem tzilcha al yad yeminecho. It's interesting, it's brought down both from Reb Chaim Volozhiner and from the Baal Shem Tov. All the Batei Midrashes have the same idea. Tzilcha is Hashem is your shadow. And they say that the idea of a shadow is that when you move yourself, the shadow moves with you. And that's the way Hashem works with us. It's like a shadow. The way we react towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts towards us. If we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm putting myself totally in your hands. I have the peace of mind to realize you are watching over me, you're taking care of me, you're taking care of my parnosa and my health, my shidduchim, my interactions with all kinds of situations that I need. then Hashem is kaviyoch like a shadow. We show Hashem, I'm with you. He shows, I'm with you. Al yad yeminecho. I'm right next to you, over you, guiding you, watching you. And when we have that, yoyim Hashem yishlo yakeko, v'rech balaylo. Every time of the day, there's certain things that can be damaging. The sun potentially can be tremendously damaging. So much energy coming out of it, different types of rays. No, lo yakeko. It will not cause you any damage. V'yorech balaylo. And also, the things that can happen at night will not affect you, because if we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7, He's with you. And we end up with Hashem Yishmocha Mikol Ro Yishmos Navshecha. The Sforno and others say this is not only going on the physical Shemira, but especially in our day and age, the Yetzirah is doing his utmost to bring us down. We're in the Achris HaGolus, we're towards the end of the Golus, and that's the time the Nisyonis sometimes get harder. But Hashem Yishmocha Mikol Ra, the Gemara says, Yetzahara Nikra Ra. The Ra over here is also representing the Yetzahara. Hashem not only will watch over us physically, watch us over from the Yetzahara, Yishmos Navshecho, but make sure that our nefesh is strong, we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Yishmo Tzeisro V'yachem Yatov and Oilam. Watch over us both physically. We all need the Shemira, and we have the soldiers and others on the front lines. Also, Hashem Yishmot Seisom V'Voyim Me'atov V'Adoilam, and also spiritually. For with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will watch us throughout our lives, from the day we come out into this world to the day we go back in, and our neshamas go up. We should see only Bracha V'Siyad Hashemai Kol Yimei Chayinu.